At the request of the Senate Special Committee on Aging, a group has been trying for nearly 2 years to come up with guidelines to improve the quality of assisted living. That's where elderly people can live in their own private apartments, but count on some help when they need it. The Senate committee has the final report. The recommendations run for 380 pages. The result shows that assisted living owners, consumers, and state regulators have essential differences that have not been resolved. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Unlike nursing homes, assisted living facilities are lightly regulated. It goes back to one of the industry's founding principles, that an assisted living apartment should be like somebody's own home. That is what's made assisted living popular with older people. Some 1 million people live in assisted living, and the number of facilities has grown rapidly over the past 15 years. But now, so have complaints from residents about who belongs in assisted living, about the kind of care they should get, and about how much government should regulate what goes on there. Toby Edelman is an attorney with the Center for Medicare Advocacy.
When it started, it just served healthy, rich people, and it was housing. And, you know, people drove around in their cars, and they were totally independent, but they didn't want to mow their lawns, and they wanted the promise of somebody there if they needed something. That was one thing.
But over the years, the population of assisted living has become something else. Today, the average resident is a woman in her 80s, and typically she needs someone to help her with some daily chore, such as bathing, dressing, or eating. And about half of residents today have Alzheimer's disease or dementia. 49 groups representing assisted living owners, consumers, and state regulators tried to come up with guidelines for how the industry should change with those realities, but they could not resolve their most fundamental differences. Edelman's group and others representing consumers and state regulators issued a dissent from the report. They called for tougher state laws that would mandate higher levels of care. But other consumer groups cautioned that too much regulation would turn assisted living into something too similar to a nursing home, exactly what residents of assisted living have wanted to avoid. Elizabeth Klemmer of the AARP says deciding where to find the right balance divided the work group.
It's a complex thing. It's complex throughout our lives. How do we regulate people's behavior to keep them safe? And on the one hand, how do we give them independence and control?
The work group did agree on some important things, that facilities need trained staff to figure out what services each resident needs, that aides need to be taught to recognize the signs of Alzheimer's disease and then how to deal with dementia, and that people, before they move in, should get an easy-to-understand description of the services they can get and at what cost. Steve McConnell of the Alzheimer's Association told the Senate committee that none of the group members was totally satisfied with the final report, but he thought it made a good start.
Did the process succeed? Did it create a single definition? No. Did it achieve consensus on all the recommendations? No. Did it develop an exact blueprint for the states and the federal government? No. Will it inch us forward toward better care? We believe it will.
McConnell said the group's work would be useful to states, especially as they try to draw the line between protecting the safety of residents without losing the home-like nature of assisted living. In the past 2 years, at least 17 states have changed their assisted living regulations, and some 29 states last year reported they were trying to make changes. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Assisted Living Workgroup Report is at npr.org.